The U.S. Coast Guard will honor the lasting legacy of a man they say performed heroically near the turn of the 20th century. The Alaska-based Bailey Barco Fast Response Cutter will be commissioned Wednesday in Juneau. On December 21, 1900, the schooner Jenny Hall ran aground during a severe winter storm near Virginia Beach, Virginia, according to a Coast Guard blog post. Station keeper Bailey T. Barco, who served at the Dam Neck Life-Saving Station, took command of the scene and rescued the survivors from the frigid water. Life-saving stations and station keepers were the precursor to the present-day Coast Guard. Barco was awarded the Gold Life-Saving Medal for his actions. The cutter, Bailey Barco, a 154-foot vessel, will be the second of six Sentinel-class cutters that will home port in Alaska. Coast Guard Chief Petty Officer Sean Eggert says the ship will join the cutter John McCormick at Coast Guard Station Ketchikan. It will be the 17th District's second fast response cutter.
Aside from that, they are capable of independent operations for about 5 days, conducting all their missions in the environmental conditions that are natural to Alaska, you know, the very rough seas, the weather that they would encounter here.
The Bailey Barco will patrol the coast and features advanced equipment, including the ability to launch and recover standardized small boats from its stern. Sentinel-class cutters are lightly armored patrol vessels capable of traveling almost 3,000 nautical miles. The Barco's commanding officer, Lieutenant Frank Reed, will attend the commissioning with other Coast Guard officials, including the ship's sponsor and Barco's great-granddaughter, Carol Lash Push.
Additionally, you know, it goes without saying that the crew of the Bailey Barco is continuing that legacy that the man himself, you know, that Bailey Barco himself, that life-saving legacy.
The Bailey Barco will be commissioned tomorrow.